amazing love. Do you know that God loves you? That He has a special plan for your life? Through His Word and by His Spirit, this program seeks to expand and deepen your understanding of God's amazing love for you. Now, here's your friend and God's handmaiden, Mary Winchell.
When you were a child, do you remember your parents saying to you, "Look where you're going"? Because as a child, there's a tendency to turn around and look where we've been, and in the process, to fall over our feet, to fall down and become bruised. Looking back on the past, that's all right, but not to constantly be thinking about it. To think about those things that make us feel bad about ourselves, those sins that God has forgiven us for, past failures, and not letting go of anger and resentment. Those times where we felt not loved, those times that are almost shadowy, that make us feel alone. And in the present moment, God is blessing us and He's taking us to a new place in Him where peace and grace abounds. But sometimes there is a tendency to become melancholy and start thinking about the things that could have been, should have been, all the things that didn't happen, missed opportunities, maybe when dating, making a wrong choice or feeling that we made the wrong choice. And who's to know that it was? But fantasy comes in, and fantasy is never good for us. Not living in the real world, living in the shadows, and many times leading to depression. God has called us to walk the faith walk and not backwards. Reading from Hebrews, the 12th chapter, reading from the Blessing Version. "Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how He did it, because He never lost sight of where He was headed, that exhilarating finish in and with God. He could put up with anything along the way, cross, shame, whatever. And now He's there, in the place of honor right alongside of God. When you find yourselves flagging in your faith, go over the story again, item by item, that long litany of hostility He plowed through. That will shoot adrenaline into your souls. In this all-out match against sin, others have suffered far worse than you, to say nothing of what Jesus went through. All that bloodshed. So don't feel sorry for yourselves, or have you forgotten how good parents treat children and that God regards you as His children? To have the Father as our God. To have the Father of the whole universe looking out for us. Working all things together for good because we love Him. That in God the Father, creative of the universe, we have a future and a hope. Not just desperately plowing our way through this world, seeing how we're going to make it or if we're going to make it. But with our eyes fastened upon Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, we can press on to that high calling, not looking back to seeing who's coming up behind us, not looking back to see those things that we've missed, but our eyes straight ahead, running straight ahead, focused on Him, focused on the future that He has for us. So much better than our past. Not becoming melancholy and dreaming and fantasizing, but walking in the ultimate reality of the living God." Reading from Philippians, the 3rd chapter. "Focused on the goal. I'm not saying that I have this altogether, that I have made it, but I am well on my way reaching out for Christ, who has so wonderfully reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. So let's keep focused on that goal, those of us who want everything God has for us. If any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clear your blurred vision. You'll see it yet. Now that's where we're on the right track. Let's stay on it. Stick with me, friends. Keep track of those you see running that same course, headed for this same goal. There are many out there, taking other paths, choosing other goals, and trying to get you to go along with them. I've warned you of them many times, sadly. I'm having to do it again. All they want is Easy Street. They hate Christ's cross, but Easy Street is a dead-end street. Those who live there make their bellies like God's. Belches are their praise. All they can think about is their appetites. But there's far more to life for us. We're citizens of high heaven. We're waiting the arrival of the Savior, the Master, Christ Jesus, who will transform our earthly bodies into glorious bodies like His own. He'll make us beautiful and whole with the same powerful skill by which He is putting everything as it should be, under and around Him. My dear friends, I love you so much. I do want the very best for you. You make me feel such joy. Fill me with such pride. Don't waver. Stay on track. Steady in God. St. Paul wrote this letter to the saints in Philippi from a jail cell. He was not tied down to the circumstances of his life, or he didn't dwell upon guilt of persecuting Christians, putting him in jail. He did not beat himself with his past, but he rejoiced in the plans that God has for his future. He rejoiced in the fact that he was filled with God's Spirit, and he had his eyes on heaven. He had his eyes on the New Jerusalem. His body might have been in jail, his natural circumstances, but his spirit was soaring to the heavens. And so he encourages us, even this day, to soar with him, to persevere, to keep our eyes upon Jesus. Paul encourages us to stay away from those that would lead us down the wrong road. Their words might sound very good, and they might say they love Jesus, but are they living double lives? There is no shortcut in walking with Jesus or walking in the Spirit, but those are the sons of God that are obedient to the Word of God, that are led by the Spirit of God, not by the spirit of this world, trying to combine our lives to make it convenient. But we become like a double-minded man, and we ask God for direction, and because we want to do what we want to do, we wonder why we can't hear, or if God does speak to us, we don't hear Him because we really don't believe that He does. So torn by the passions of this life, the desires of the flesh, and our flesh is so loud it's very hard to hear God at times. Have you had that experience? Our natural man wants to do what it wants to do when it wants to do it. And even as small children, we're so used to having our own way. It's very difficult to give our whole life to Jesus Christ. It's a process. But when we come to the conclusion that only walking in the Spirit, only following Jesus, only picking up our cross and following Him really does bring freedom, brings deliverance and wholeness. Because the God who created us wants to lead us into all truth, wants the very best for us. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, newness of life, freedom. He wants to take us to the New Jerusalem. And He doesn't want us bringing all those heavy suitcases with us. No burdens, weariness, rejection, fear of failure, pain, bitterness, disappointment. We're going to that place with the living God where every tear will be wiped away.
say, you hold the tabernacle of God is with men. He shall dwell within them, they shall be his people, and Almighty God will be with them. Shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, and no more pain. The former things are all passed away. He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. He said unto me, write these words, for they are faithful and true. And it is
second person in the Trinity. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the Son of God, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, he's everything. Messiah, Jehovah, Prince of Peace is he. Son of Man, Seed of Abraham, second person in the Trinity. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the Son of God, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, he's everything. Messiah, Jehovah, Prince of Peace is he. The Son of Man, Seed of Abraham, second person in the Trinity.
Glory and strength to Christ who loves us, who blood-washed our sins from our lives, who made us a kingdom, priests for his Father forever. And yes, he's on his way. Riding the clouds, he'll be seen by every eye. Those who mocked and killed him will see him. People from all nations and all times will tear their clothes and lament. Oh yes, the Master declares, I am A to Z, the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the God who is, the God who was, and the God about to arrive. I'm the Sovereign Strong. John's vision of Jesus from the first chapter of Revelation. Reading on, I saw a gold menorah with seven branches, and in the center the Son of Man in a robe and gold breastplate, hair a blizzard of white, eyes pouring fire blaze, both feet furnace, fired bronze, his voice a cataract. Right hand holding the seven stars. His mouth, a sharp, biting sword. His face, a Paris sun. I saw this and fainted dead at his feet. His right hand pulled me upright. His voice reassured me. Don't fear. I am first. I am last. I'm alive. I died, but I came to life, and my life is now forever. Jesus Christ, he ever lives to do intercession for you and for me. Commander-in-Chief of the Heavenly Armies, and still has time to hear your voice, to hear your prayer of thanksgiving, to hear every need on your heart, to call you, to know every hair on your head. And yet he rules and reigns. And he died for love, because he so loved you and he so loved me. So personal, so profound. And he's gone to prepare a place for you, and when he's prepared that place, he will come for you. And not before that time. That he knows everything about us and still loves us. He knows our past. He knows the present, and he knows the future. And he holds them all in his hand. And he's not anxious, and he's not nervous. And he's calling us to that place of intimacy with him. He's calling us to holiness. He's calling us to come up higher, to come to the secret place, that we might know his goodness in the land of the living, that we might come out of Egypt, come out of the wilderness, and come into the promised land, totally abandoned to his love and obedient to his voice. Reading from Isaiah, 62nd chapter, 10th verse. Go through the gates. Clear the way for the people. Build up the highway. Remove the stones. Lift up the standard over the people. Behold, the Lord has proclaimed to the ends of the earth. Say to the daughter of Zion, lo, your salvation comes. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. And they will call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you will be called sought out, a city not forsaken. Once rejected, now accepted. Have you felt rejected in your life? When you've asked Jesus Christ into your heart, you have been accepted in the Beloved. He has called you unto himself. Reading from Isaiah, 52nd chapter. Awake, awake, clothe yourself in strength, O Zion. Clothe yourself in beautiful garments of Jerusalem. For the uncircumcised and the unclean will no more come into you. Shake yourself from the dust. Rise up, O captive Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the chains around your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus says the Lord God, you were sold for nothing, and you have been redeemed without money. We have been redeemed with the blood of the Lamb. New creatures in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away, and Jesus makes all things new. But he calls us to renew our minds, to turn ourselves from the spirit of this world, to shake off the dust, shake off that which is dead in your life. Let go of resentment, let go of rejection, let go of the pain, let go of the past, let go of sin. Set your face as a flint towards that which God has for you. And we're all running that race. And what an exciting race it is. And the prize that we're going to receive is so far above any earthly prize we could ever achieve.
God, you know that we are nothing without your presence in this place. And there are those of us who've given lives just to see the anointing of your grace. to be molded into vessels who can answer to the call of a people who have nothing to gain but the glory of your holy name to be manifest in your power across the earth. And wandering inheritance of our God, our holy God. As your eyes move forth across the earth, oh, let them gaze upon our hearts. Pierce our hardened souls with your mercy. Destroy the wickedness, oh, that we might be a part of that people you call holy, who you entrust with your very thoughts. Oh, cross our foreheads with that holiness that we have sought. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down in the power of your majesty. The very thought of your justice and your mercy. For you're our holy God, whom we live to please. Oh, that you would rend the at the very thought of your justice and your mercy, your never-ending mercy, for you're our holy God. Yes, you're our holy, holy, holy God.
To be holy as he is holy, to be set apart, to lay up our treasures in heaven, where the thief can't steal and the moth can't eat, not living in fear but walking in faith, trusting God for tomorrow, not worrying about yesterday, not being anxious about tomorrow, for his grace is sufficient for the day. Reading from Matthew, the 7th chapter, 7th verse. Ask and it shall be given to you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. To believe that God the Father is a rewarder for those who diligently seek him. To seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto us. To put God first, his kingdom, his business, the Father's business first, and everything else seems to fall into place. We can speak to the Father with faith, believing that he hears us, that we're his children, and he loves to hear from us. And he tells us not to worry about anything, but to pray about everything. And when we pray, to believe that he hears. And we need to trust and believe that he will act in our behalf. And even when we don't see it, we don't hear it, we can't feel it, to keep believing and keep walking till we see him face to face. God loves you with an amazing love. Mary Winchell here.
We hope you've enjoyed Mary's message. To listen to more messages of God's amazing love for all mankind, visit her website at amazingloveministries.org.